You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Jay Sapovitz, CEO and President of Cirrus Fitness, the premier manufacturer of authentic collegiate and professional sports licensed fitness equipment for home, personal, and professional use. The company allows alumni, students, athletes, and fans the opportunity to display passion for their school or favorite professional team from the comfort of their home, yoga, or fitness studio, or at their local gym. Jay, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Cirrus Fitness and how or why you founded the company.
Well, you know, I think it was an idea that time has come. You know, I founded it with my partner and myself. We're a couple of 40-year-olds who I think originally were trying to buy our health and look for an excuse to get back to college because it was such a great time in our life. And as we dug around the fitness world, I think we discovered, and I know I discovered personally, that everything in that category is really black and gray, and manufacturers want to put everything to market in generic fashion because it's inexpensive to produce and they can do it overseas in mass quantities. And really, there isn't anything out on the marketplace that is personally relevant to the end user. So we tried to marry personal relevance and fitness equipment and believe we've done so rather successfully.
I like it. When you founded Cirrus, you clearly saw an untapped opportunity in the fitness sports market that other companies hadn't seen yet. What made you see this opportunity, and what would be your advice to aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to capitalize on untapped opportunities that exist in other industries?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it's been my experience to really identify gaps in marketplaces and then attack those gaps to the best of my ability. I think it's really twofold of a question. And the first part is, you know, what got me in, what helped us see the opportunity. And I think the first part is really that, you know, I love sports, especially my college. Especially as it reemerges. I'm a University of Nevada, Las Vegas grad, and was fortunate to be there in the glory years with Larry and Stacy and Greg Anthony and the undefeated or the best team ever that didn't win a championship. I was part of both, the one that did, the one that didn't. So I had been exposed to big-time college sports and known of its power and the affinity that folks take to it. And then a desire really to live a healthier lifestyle. I mean, I'm in my 40s, which I can't believe myself. My kids are getting older. My son's about to be able to beat me at sports. So I really wanted to just, I mean, very selfishly get healthy. And I went and looked for opportunities to do that. And I'm not one that's naturally drawn to fitness. I don't like the pain. I don't like to push myself physically. So I said, well, geez, what's going to motivate me? And, you know, really that's where the origination of the idea began. And then as it developed, I went back in my own personal life, and my wife happens to be a fitness fanatic, and looked at all of the fitness equipment, not counting the DVDs or the weight loss or the clubs or this and that, but just the fitness equipment that I had in my house and had accumulated around my own property. And, you know, it ended up being thousands of dollars worth of items, and it ended up with, you know, multiple yoga mats, multiple hand weights, multiple of this and that. And again, all of them were generic. None of them spoke to me. They were all just kind of ugly and dark and didn't really have much purpose besides being heavy, being plain. And I said to myself, if we could figure out a way to manufacture here, then we'd have a business. And that's exactly what we've done. We have figured out the way to manufacture in a way that's able to bring these products to market in a quality way. It's not just slap a logo on them. It's actually about usability and really trying to marry one's love for sport with their love of fitness. Or if they don't have a love for fitness, just get out there and do something once, twice a week. I mean, the whole deal about fitness is pretty simple. You just have to start, which leads to the second part of your question, which is my advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to capitalize on untapped opportunities. It's really simple. It's not simple to do, but it's very simple in theory. And that's never quit and never take no. If you look at the really successful entrepreneurs, they've all failed. And mind you, failure is not a momentary event. Failure is an event that takes years. I failed in my career at entrepreneurial ventures, startups. I've had great success as well. Sometimes, you know, they're not at the right time or they're not at your own time. But if you have a conviction, you just have to really keep forward on it. And there will be a lot more people who tell you no than tell you yes. You'll definitely learn a lot more about yourself than you ever knew before. But you hear things like go for it, or you hear that you need to, you know, throw caution to the wind. And that's really, you know, to me about, you know, being an entrepreneur is you just can't listen to anybody but yourself to start, because, again, it's 99 people will tell you why you can't do something, and there'll be one visionary who will tell you that you can. And you just have to believe, and if you do, you can make a run of it. I mean, Fred Smith's a perfect example with FedEx. I mean, you know, it's a very famous story, but it's not an atypical story for entrepreneurs. Countless people telling him why he couldn't, and now he has the second biggest fleet of airplanes next to the United States military.
Great point. Just to put things in perspective for our audience, how big is the opportunity in the fitness sports space as you see it?
Well, I think our opportunity is consistent with the growth of fitness and the growth of sports. So as long as those two sectors continue to be popular and our products are well made and attractive and stand up to, you know, the web has really changed the world, right? Because you can't put junk products out and expect to have growth because, you know, we sell a product and it goes online and somebody's going to go online and review that product that I have no contact with as an owner of the company or CEO or, you know, any position. So for us, we really have come down to, you know, it's all about producing quality equipment. All right. We know the licensing works. We know fitness is big, and an enormous untapped space in customization and branding is important to people. So are we going to make products that people want? And the way they want them is by making a quality product. So how big is it as far as numbers are concerned? Well, talk to me in a few years. I think we'll know that a lot better. But, you know, there's no shortage in fitness. I look at it this way. If you just take a state like Massachusetts, there's 300 towns in Massachusetts, roughly, right? Those 300 towns, of those towns, there's an average of 5 to 6 fitness clubs, out-of-the-home fitness clubs in each of those towns itself. So, you know, a couple thousand fitness clubs that are supporting operating businesses just in a small state like Massachusetts. So, you know, no shortage of fitness, no shortage of sports fans. And I think marrying the two creates a massive market opportunity.
Today we're joined by Jay Sapovitz, CEO and President of Cirrus Fitness, the premier manufacturer of authentic collegiate and professional sports licensed fitness equipment for home, personal, and professional use, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jay, what are the three key ingredients to launching a business that is set up to succeed over the long run, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, it's passion. I think you have to be really, you know, heartfelt and genuine about what you're doing and care that it makes a difference and makes people's lives better. I think that's number one. And by the way, I don't think it needs to be an enormous switch in behavior or even a behavioral switch at all. It just has to be something that makes people's lives better, and you have to have a real heartfelt appreciation for what that is that you're doing. I mean, next, it's obviously the people. You can't have a business if you don't have the right people in place. It'd be like, you know, trying to run a sports team with the wrong personnel, and you know what happens when you have that. And then last but not least, and in fact probably most important, is persistence. It goes on with what I just said before, and you just have to be dogged in your approach at everything. If you believe, then that's enough. And you just can't let people push you around or tell you that something can't be done, because for every for every person that has told me no or that something couldn't be done, you know, I've been able to find my way around those naysayers. And you know, the internet really does afford everyone a equal opportunity. It is a completely open marketplace where if you have the best products or if you have products people want, you'll be able to get to them. So I've never really let anything stop me in those goals, and I wouldn't expect to here as well.
And how did your experiences at Marquee Jets help you as you decided to get Cirrus off the ground?
You know, Marquee Jet, more than anything, normalized the playing field for me. And when I say normalized, what I mean is I you know, while I had big-time exposure to a lot of influential people during my college years, I always looked at those people as up on a pedestal. And the reality is that many decision makers are, from an entrepreneur standpoint, viewed to be out of reach. And what Marquee really taught me is that nobody is out of reach. They're as simple as picking up the telephone and not quitting before you reach your goal of speaking to them. And Marquee taught me to be courageous and proud of what I do. And it was a real learning experience from the perspective of just dealing in. I mean, I didn't know what a private jet was when I went, and started with Marquee Jet. So it just wasn't a world that I played in. I had grown up extremely, middle class, and son of a rich school teacher as it is. So I just didn't play in that high net worth world. But as I started to, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like me. And I really learned that. And then from an internal standpoint, just, creating an atmosphere of winning and the importance of culture in any organization. You can have culture be off and still succeed. It's just tougher. So really having everybody on the same page towards success was an enormous lesson that I learned from Marquee Jet. And in 2010, we were fortunate to I exited the company in 06 positively, but was very proud when my partner sold it to Berkshire Hathaway in 2010, which set us up on a nice run of ventures that we're currently operating. And my day-to-day is Cirrus Fitness, but I certainly root for our other companies that we have going that are entrepreneurial, like Juice Press, which has 16 stores in Manhattan, and Psych Fitness, which is about to open a third location. Now back in the aviation company, called Wheels Up, and a golf entertainment company called Tour GCX. So we certainly have our share of entrepreneurial ventures, and are bull on the fitness and wellness space, as evidenced by having multiple holdings and multiple operations in that category.
Very impressive. What can you expect? Getting back to Cirrus, what can you expect to see from Cirrus in the future, and what are some of the ways in which Cirrus will continue to show innovation in the sports fitness category?
You know, when I think of innovation, I think of the customer leading innovation at more than the company, and really sharing with us what they want from a product standpoint. I think we started it with our initial launch products, like the yoga mat and the stability ball and the medicine ball. And I think that, the best innovation is going to come from just listening to our customers. You know, the fitness industry is an interesting one to be part of. When I was in the private jet world, I always felt like I was making people's lives better, because if I allowed that father or mother to get home in time for their son or daughter's game or concert or that special moment, or not, having people stuck in the airport, sure, they were, of means and they could do that. But to me, that was about making people's lives better. I think the fitness industry is similar, and there's a certain dichotomy that exists inside of every opportunity, right? So you could have a horrible day as it relates to sales. It might be terrible, and you didn't do what you wanted to from a financial goal standpoint. But maybe that day was the day that you motivated one person to get off their couch. And, maybe that person was struggling with their weight or addiction or something else in their life that physical fitness is going to make a difference in. And we could be that impetus. And especially because of the angle we've taken towards the fitness world, which is affinity, there might be someone out there who loves the University of Georgia or LSU or the Chicago Bulls or whomever it might be from a sports standpoint, that had never been previously motivated to work out. And on that day where your sales weren't great, they do. And to me, you know, that is making the world a better place, and you can do it in the fitness space one person at a time. So when I think of innovation, I think of it in multiple ways, and I think of it in daily bite-sized portions, which is, you know, probably the best way people have to think about their own well-being and fitness, and how I think of my own well-being and fitness. It's not about saying, I'm going to get to the gym four times this week. How about this? Get to the gym once this week. You know, it's we all too often try to go from zero to a billion in revenue in a year, or no fitness to Mr. Fitness or Mrs. Fitness in a day. Life just doesn't work that way. And when I think about innovation doesn't work that way either. Innovation starts it starts with an idea, but it ends in execution. And typically in business, especially as an entrepreneur, if you're able to narrow down and execute on one thing, you'll be in a lot better position than having 10 ideas. So that's how I think about Cirrus. It's how I think about our business. And I'm just fortunate to be in an industry now and an opportunity where I can very focused change people's lives one at a time.
Very inspiring and inspirational, your message here today. How about telling our listeners where they can be in potential contact with you and also get more information about Cirrus online?
Sure. Well, listen, anybody can contact me directly. I'm the head of the company, but I'm available, I wouldn't say 24/7, but I'd say a good 16/7 days a week. And they can do it at my email address, which is the letter J and the spelling of my last name, Sapovitz, at cirrusfitness.com. I always like to be out there and open, and anybody can find me. I have nothing to, and no reason not to be in direct contact with our customers or fans. And the website is live at cirrusfitness.com. That's C-I-R-R-U-S fitness.com. And more than anything, I hope people enjoy our products and really like what we're doing.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Jay Sapovitz, CEO and President of Cirrus Fitness, the premier manufacturer of authentic collegiate and professional sports licensed fitness equipment for home, personal, and professional use. And once again, the website of reference is simply cirrusfitness.com. Jay, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Eric. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.